What's happening, everybody? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Welcome to the new year edition of the Earl J. Brock Show, which, and I'm happy to end up to say that I'm back and everybody else here, which I will say happy new year to everybody. We made it to the year 2019 and everything else, which is your boy here. May 28, a couple of days ago, on New Year's Day, which I had a great birthday, and I had a great vacation, which, and I was back from vacation about almost a week. And we got a lot of stuff coming up to what we need to end up to catch on to as far as which we got wild card matchups that's end up going to go on between the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans. And following into that is you also will have the Baltimore Ravens and the Los Angeles Chargers. I think that's going to be going on that Sunday, that this weekend, which in these games are going to happen this weekend during that time being in that precision of timing. So if you feel the wrath of everything else, which we got the playoff seeding as it is right then and there, which we ended the final regular season game of the year, and everybody else, which in everybody needed this team to win here, and this team needed to lose and everything else. And a lot of speculations then went on from a lot of teams. And if you look at it from the aspirations from this team and that team goes on from it, let's just look at it from the aspiration of everything else in it. If you look at it from the standpoint and the point of view of everything else, let me really demonstrate that right quick. Just like the Pittsburgh Steelers end up was looking for Cleveland to end up the upset the Baltimore Ravens in order for them to end up to win the AFC North title and end up get the number 5 seed to play against the LA Chargers, which in it didn't happen. Baker Mayfield ended up throwing an interception on the last play of the game right then and there with a minute and 26 left in the fourth quarter. We was only 86 seconds. There was 86 seconds away from end up winning that game right then and there. But if you end up look at it from the human nature part of the game right then and there, Baker Mayfield was end up was thinking to himself, he was just like, what just happened? What did I do? What did I do on that play? We was moving our players right down the field and everything else. Then the next thing you know, boom, interception. Baltimore Ravens went go on and win the AFC North in a thriller 26-24. And only Cleveland needed to move the ball downfield. It didn't matter if it was 60 yards, 80 yards, or 90 yards of field, down the field. Something ended up had to happen. They was doing it well. Until Mayfield threw that interception. And the Pittsburgh Steelers was watching that game that day after they won their game. They needed Cleveland to win that game for them to be in the playoffs. And now that they're not in the playoffs as it is as of right now, you got to figure yourself out, what is the Pittsburgh Steelers' next move is? What is going to happen to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Are the Pittsburgh Steelers are looking to trade Antonio Brown? We don't know. Things is only going to happen after the postseason is over, so it's the Super Bowl. But my only thing is, I can only concentrate on what's going on in the wild card weekend, as if it is right now. This weekend is going down between the Cowboys and the Seattle Seahawks. Now the last time these two end up met up in the postseason was, it was just this year. It was the first game of the year, and the Seahawks end up beat the Dallas Cowboys. And now these two is going to end up have a rematch, which now Seattle has to travel to Dallas, to the AT&T Stadium, in order for them to beat Dallas again. And strategize them, shut down Dak Prescott, stop Ezekiel Elliott from running the ball, and everything else. But now they got Amari Cooper, and Alex Hearns, both playing the, both in the receiving slots and everything else. And you got Cole Beasley and everything else. Amari Cooper, he's had him a great season. He's having himself a great time playing for the Dallas Cowboys ever since he got traded from the Oakland Raiders. And now, and on top of all that, it's going to be kind of hard to try to see if Dallas is really going to end up going to win a playoff game, because Dallas went to the postseason so many times. They only got one playoff appearance in 23, 24 years, if I can pretty much remember. Because the last time the Dallas Cowboys was in the Super Bowl, they was back in the Super Bowl between the late 50s, then the 60s, then the 80s, and the 90s. Their last Super Bowl that they really won was back in 1998. That was during the Troy Aikman, the Emmitt Smith, and the Michael Irvin's era. These three Super Bowl players were three champs three times over. And I respect Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin. I respect those three because I love champions. That's what I am, and that's always going to be that way. And I know that. But with Dak, Zeke, and Amari Cooper, I can't see Dallas end up being that actual contentions of that Super Bowl team. Because the, according to the odds from Las Vegas and everything else, everybody end up got the New Orleans Saints to end up to be Super Bowl favorites. They got them as Super Bowl favorites to end up to win this year's Super Bowl. And the only question to that, the matter of time, is can the Saints, can history end up repeats itself again? With the same three losses that the New Orleans Saints end up had lost to was the Cowboys, the Panthers, and the Buccaneers. Now that if you look at it from the comparisons is the same thing. The comparison is the same thing right then and there for what happened 9 years ago. Saints end up had ended the same record, had the same home field advantage, beat the Arizona Cardinals, and beat the Minnesota Vikings to go on to win the Super, go on to go to the Super Bowl in Miami, and beat the Indianapolis Colts to end the postseason record 16-3, which in the Saints went undefeated, went 3-0. And they went on to win the Super Bowl, and Drew Brees was Super Bowl MVP that year when Tracy Porter caught that 75-yard interception to ice the game. And I understand Tracy Porter is a retired Saints player after 10 years, which I understand that he should be a Hall of Famer at this point of the time doing that processing right then and there. He should be a Hall of Famer for that. Because in that 2009 year, the New Orleans Saints was a dangerous team to play. Can the Saints this year be dangerous the same way they were 9 years ago? Will history repeat itself? Time will tell when the Saints end up play, or whoever they play, of the winner of the Philadelphia Eagles and the Chicago Bears game, which in that game could fall on Sunday of this weekend. Whatever happens in this wild card game, anything can happen right then and there. And I'm going to be looking forward to these wild card games right then and there. And I'm going to end up going to bring them up. And none of these games and none of these players and teams is not going to get away with this here. There's no way in hell on that one. I guarantee you that. No way for that. Because everything else in the got to be exciting. I'm excited about this year's playoff games right here and there. Because like I said once before, and I'm going to end up saying this again, I am a diehard Saints fan right then and there. If my New Orleans Saints end up go to the Super Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia, I will be there. I will be there present in attendance. And that's going to be the last thing I'm going to say. Because if the Saints wins this year's Super Bowl and Drew Brees gets that second Super Bowl MVP, there's nothing else nobody else can tell me, or nobody else can end up do any typical comparisons to what I've been saying. It don't matter if he ends up wins this year's MVP or not. If Patrick Mahomes wanted to win this MVP, he would have had this MVP right now. They could have just handed it to him, all because he threw 50 touchdowns and over 5,000 yards. Something that Drew Brees already done already. Drew Brees owns every NFL record. He is the record holder. The only thing he hasn't broke just yet, which he will break it, is the touchdown record that Peyton Manning ended up in holding for over the last 600 to 800 something days. And none of that will ever change that. Because the reality of the situation of that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to feel to realize is Drew Brees been in this league for 17 years. Drew Brees has never lost a step until he had to make a life career decision. He had a 25% chance to end up to finish his professional football career. 75% of that his professional career was over. When he tore the labrum in that shoulder, they might have thought he would never play a game of football again in his life. It would have been a shocker. It was a shocker that he made a comeback, that the surgery happened. And they might have thought that he was never going to be the same. In that particular standards, he proved everybody wrong. He proved everybody wrong when he ended up went to the New Orleans Saints back in 2006 after the San Diego Chargers, who are now the LA Chargers, traded him. Traded him, and he had options. Rather, he could have went on to Miami, or he went to choose to go to New Orleans. He chose New Orleans over Miami. Because Sean Payton saw something, he saw confidence in Drew Brees. And I knew, and ever since then, ever since that that history collaborated back from 2006 to currently right now, this is the best head coach and quarterback collaboration combined. Now, don't get me wrong and everything else. I know that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are both the best at it as a quarterback and head coach collaboration. These two won 5 Super Bowls together. They've been to the Super Bowl 8 times. Been to the Super Bowl 8 times, you won 5 Super Bowl championships. And Tom Brady and a managed to become MVP. Well, James White last year, before they lost this one that past season, when they was down 25 to the Atlanta Falcons. But it really doesn't matter now. We're only worried about this year's postseason. Anybody, it's every team for themselves. It's every man and it's every team for themselves and everything else just to rock their ways into this. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the cost of that situation and how the games are going to be played at the mentality level of it, this is how they sponsor things up in their mind. They have to get themselves ready physically, mentally, thoroughly, and most importantly, this postseason here is going to determine who is the hungriest team that wants Super Bowl 53. Who really wants it? And that's the only thing that matters to these teams. And that's the only thing that can happen. What happens in the postseason, it stays there. And nothing will ever change that. So whatever happens, it happens for a reason. And everything else that goes down in there from that. It happens. And everything goes down. And everything else. And I'll end up saying this once before and everything else. Let me end up asking y'all this question right then and there. Who do you end up think? Who do you really end up think should end up go toe for toe in the Super Bowl game itself Would you rather see the Chiefs and the Saints going at it in the shootout? Would you rather see the Patriots and the Saints? Would you rather see the Cowboys and the Chargers? Or would you rather see? Who would y'all rather see? Give me any type of significant answers to anything else in it, and I'll be willing to end up to answer your questions. Right then and there. And everything else. Have you ever thought about starting your own custom merchandise as far as hoodies, t-shirts, everything, anything else in that particular standards? Spreadshop is a non-stop organization that ends up putting whatever you need to customize your own merch, and it's free to start your own websiting on, no matter if you end up doing t-shirts, no matter if you end up doing hoodies, sweatpants, anything else, even coffee mugs and everything else. If you're looking for something that you need to end up to do, go to spreadshop.com/start to start your own merch right then and there. And what I'm really saying is, for that matter of the particular standards and everything else, I am glad, and I'm going to say it like this, I am glad that this is the new year for us anchor people that really in there need this here. And my point of the view is, you have to feel around and understand this. This is like, never, never, ever imagine this here. And like I said about the postseason this year, everything else has ended up and gone bananas. This postseason is going to get crazy. And I'm looking forward to this and everything else. But if you got any other questions and everything else to my particular standards and everything else, which in, if you feel free that you want to end up joining and jump in on a podcast show with me, feel free to end up leave me a voice message on here. You feel free to leave me a voice message or if you want to jump on the app on my show right then and there, click the record button right then and there, and I will be gladly to end up to run the show with you on any given cost right then and there. And I'll be gladly to end up to answer your questions, and we can end up jumping to a topic on whatever the topic is. So it was glad that I was in there, was talking to y'all and everything else. It's your boy Earl J. Brocks here. I'll be looking forward to y'all about and jumping in talking about the postseasons between the Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts, plus the LA Chargers and the Baltimore Ravens, then the Seahawks and the Cowboys, and the Philadelphia Eagles and the Chicago Bears. Feel free to end up asking me any questions and everything else. Until that time, Earl J. Brocks is here, signing off. Happy New Year. Let's get this thing. Let's get the postseason started.